T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's cooking on Fantasy Football this week? Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance.
So Cody and Anna here from Jarlow and Dibs. The segment, What's Cooking with Fantasy Football, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922, is usually done with Brad Evans, the GOAT from Yahoo Fantasy Sports, but Brad wasn't able to join us this week, so Anna and I are doing it today. Anna, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping that this week my picks are going to be a little bit better than how my fantasy team has been going this year. Unfortunately, I had Le'Veon Bell earlier on this season, and, well, that didn't work out for me very well. Hopefully, the rest of the season works for everybody else, though.
For someone like me who likes the Steelers, I drafted James Conner late because I knew the Le'Veon was going to hold out, and I remember we matched up in fantasy, and I kept thinking, I can't lose this week, and I ended up winning, and it was good, but team's struggling a little bit, but, you know, let's start here. We're going to give you guys our top few players in each position. Let's start with quarterback. Who do you like this week at quarterback?
All right, so I'm going to stick with the quarterback that I actually have on my team. I have Jared Goff. He's going up on Monday night against the Chiefs. That's the biggest game on Monday night, obviously. But I think that's going to be a shootout. The Chiefs don't have a great defense, and it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and so Jared Goff has to keep up. He's got to keep throwing the ball, so I'm going with Goff.
I have two quarterbacks I like this week. I like Carson Wentz against the Saints. Since 2016, at week 11, 2016, the Saints are allowing the most points to fantasy quarterbacks at home, around like 19.7 points per game. The Eagles aren't going to win this game, but Carson Wentz has been pretty solid for the Eagles all year. He's not 100% healthy, which is kind of a struggle for the Eagles offense, and they're kind of struggling this year overall. They've been decimated by injuries in their secondary now, and Drew Brees will light them up this weekend. So he's one I like, and I like Cam Newton going to Detroit to take on Matthew Patricia's Detroit Lions. Cam and that offense against that Lions, poor secondary. Darius Slay is a great player, but other than that, I don't really like a lot of the matchups for the Lions secondary versus Cam and his weapons. So I like Cam Newton at quarterback this week. So let's move on.
I like it.
Running backs, who do you like this week?
All right, so I'm going to stick right now with the Rams. I'm going to go with Todd Gurley again. You know, you have the Chiefs. They don't have a good defense, and Gurley has just been running like crazy. And yeah, as much as Jared Goff is going to be throwing the ball, he is going to rely a lot on Todd Gurley, and he is the best running back as of right now in the league.
I like Deion Lewis versus the Colts this week. Deion Lewis out-touched and out-gained Derrick Henry last week, but Derrick Henry got the 2 touchdowns. The Colts defense is not very good. I mean, we saw that this year. And, you know, Deion Lewis is averaging 21.3 touches per game the past 3 weeks, which is, you've seen his usage rate increase. I think he's a good matchup versus the Colts, and I think that's a game the Titans are probably going to win. Their defense is pretty strong, and they've been holding fantasy quarterbacks, you know, to a low amount of points, and that's but not boding well for Andrew Luck and the Colts offense. But another guy I like is David Johnson. I think David Johnson is going to break out again like he did last week. This week he's playing the Raiders. I don't think we really need to give a lot of analysis here. The Raiders defense is the Raiders defense. I don't want to use any adjectives to describe it because I don't think they'd be very kind. The Raiders defense is not very good. The team's pretty much quit on Coach Gruden this season, it looks like. So I like David Johnson this week, and Arizona's going to win their 3rd game. All 3 of their wins so far will probably be against the Bay Area team. So go look at David Johnson as a guy this week at running back against the Raiders.
Well, going back against the Raiders here, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to go with one of Lorenzo Neal's famous words, ferocious. They are ferocious right now.
Yeah, their defense is not very good. The Raiders' entire team is not good. Derek Carr struggling on offense, but we don't need to talk about that right now. Wide receivers, who do you like?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with a former Raider. I'm going to go with Amari Cooper. He's going up against the Falcons since joining the Cowboys. He's found his home, and he's found his strength right there with the Dallas Cowboys. Atlanta, I'm going to use a word that you used earlier. They have a porous secondary, so I think that he's going to take advantage of them. I think he'll take advantage of Atlanta's secondary, and he's going to score some points.
I like two guys on the same team. I like Marvin Jones Jr., the Cal product, and Kenny Galladay from the Lions. They're both big red zone threats, and the Panthers have the 2nd worst red zone defense in the NFL, and I think that's going to bode well for Matthew Stafford because they're going to have that air raid offense because, as we know, the Lions aren't really known for running the ball over the last 5 years. I mean, Kerryon Johnson's had a couple 100-yard games this year, but they won like 69 straight games without 100 rushers, so I don't think that they're going to be running the ball this week against Carolina. So I look for them, and probably in a shootout with Cam Newton, because I mentioned Cam was one of my quarterbacks. I think that Galladay and Marvin Jones Jr. are going to be red zone targets and can have big weeks this week for the Detroit Lions.
There you go.
Who do you like this week? Tight end's always an interesting position for me. As a guy that has two tight ends that are pathetic on his fantasy team.
I have
the guy, CJ, I can't even say his last name, from the Bengals, and I have Jesse James, who sounds like a porn star.
That's right.
The Steelers tight end. I had Jack Doyle because Andrew Luck loved him, but Doyle got hurt earlier in the season, and I ended up dropping him, which was a huge miss on my part, but it's okay. So I have those two guys who literally don't do anything. I'm better off just putting nobody there, and that's how much production I get. But who do you like?
Well, this week, you know, I'm going to go with somebody who's a little bit off the beaten path here, because normally I have George Kittle. I think George Kittle has been a breakout star, but obviously the Niners are on a bye this week, and you have Jimmy Graham, who's dealing with a thumb injury. So I'm going to go to Denver to go to Jeff Heirman. Now, Heirman last week had a surprising game against Houston. He came out with 19.3 fantasy points last week, and he's going up against the Chargers. I know that's going to be a tough task, but I think that he will be continuing to be a breakout star now that Demaryius Thomas is gone from Denver. I think that he's going to be relied on a lot more.
I like Austin Hooper from the Falcons this week against the Cowboys defense. I think that the Cowboys are a bottom five defense against tight ends over the past 4 weeks, and they're allowing their opponents like around like 77% of completing passes to tight ends. So I like Hooper. He's a Bay Area kid. I believe he went to De La Salle and he played at Stanford. So he's a local kid. I like to see what
the local angle.
Yeah, and I think he's having a nice season. He's become a nice target for Matt Ryan this year in that Falcons offense, because you know Julio Jones is not getting any – he's not getting a lot of red zone targets. He has one touchdown, which is just amazing that the guy they're paying him so much is one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL, and he has one touchdown. I know Sanu snaked some touchdowns, and Calvin Ridley has been a great find as a rookie, but Hooper's going to be a guy that steps up. But to see him getting some red zone targets probably over Julio Jones is what to expect, but – We'll see coming down to, like I said, tight end's been a position that I haven't been very good at evaluating this season, as I told earlier. So we'll see. I'm gonna go on the limb here and with my defense and just say this right now. I'm taking the Cardinals defense. Why? Because they're playing the Raiders.
Yeah, it's probably a good choice there.
The Cardinals defense. I think their defense is so underrated. Everyone says how bad their team is. Their offense isn't great, but their defense is still pretty solid. You have Patrick Peterson. You have Hassan Riddick. You have a lot of guys in their defense. Chandler Jones that can rush the passer, and they're good in the secondary. They have some guys. Buda Baker is a very underrated safety. They have a lot of playmakers on there, and I think against this Raiders team that continually turns the ball over, and Derek Carr just has happy feet. Expect them to have a big week this week against the Raiders, but who do you like?
Well, I'm going to say definitely you got your fourth quarter. You're going to get a nice burst of points, obviously, in the fourth quarter for the Cardinals there. But I'm going to go with the Texans. They're going up against the Redskins. Now, while Alex Smith is really good at taking care of the ball, they're also prone to sacks over there. And now Houston has one of the game's best pass rushers, and I think the Texans are going to get some great play this week.
I had a sleeper. I believe yours was Jeff Heirman,
yes.
And that's a good sleeper to have. Again, I'm terrible at evaluating tight ends, so hopefully that works for you. I think that a sleeper this week, I was going to go with Brandon Marshall playing for the Saints. I'm going to go with Christian Kirk from the Cardinals. I don't know if he's really a sleeper, but again, they're playing the Raiders. So you can really take anyone that's not Larry Fitzgerald as a receiver and say he's
probably
a sleeper
choice.
Probably against that Raiders secondary. They have Darrell Worley, and the Raiders corners just aren't very good right now. And, you know, you hope you see more from Gary and Conley as he progresses through his second year in the league, but he really hasn't. Carl Joseph just started his first game of the year last week. So I like any receiver from the Cardinals against the Raiders, but I'm definitely going to take Christian Kirk as a sleeper this week. But so I know we're not the GOAT, and we will never try to be the GOAT, but we did the best we can.
I can do a GOAT voice, like a little GOAT. What is that?
It's
a GOAT noise.
Yeah, it's a GOAT noise that people have been doing, but I've never understood it. And we've had Brad on for like 4 years now, and he's tremendous at what he does. And the people do the GOAT sound, so I appreciate the callers doing that, and I appreciate Brad going along with that. And like I said, we're not fantasy experts by any stretch of imagination like the GOAT, but we appreciate you guys listening and having us fill in, and Brad will be back next week. Anna, thank you again.
No problem, and it's not a Tequila Thursday, but it is maybe a Fireball Friday.
Fireball Friday, still not from Chris Townsend. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
That's What's Cooking on Fantasy Football, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.